High-fat, high-sugar diet is not only bad for your waistline, but it can actually reprogram your brain to want more bad food, which raises the question, if you're addicted to junk food, you often think, why am I addicted to this stuff? Mm. I know it's not good for me, but I want more of it. I can't get enough. Dr. Ian Johnson is with the University of Sydney School of Psychology and is joining us right now. Morning, Ian.
Good morning, everyone. Hello from Sydney.
Nice to have you on the program. What does the brain actually do when it consumes this kind of food?
The main thing that it does is it thinks, wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And then what seems to happen is that it changes the way in which you make decisions about whether or not you should be eating more food.
So self-control goes out the door. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. So everyone's known for a long time there's a big correlation between self-control and obesity. And most people just assume that the reason why people are obese is because they have poor self-control. What we've been showing is that it actually seems to be the food you eat is the thing that seems to be changing your ability to show self-control when you eat.
Okay, and also increases our anxiety because, what, we feel guilty that we're eating that kind of stuff?
No, it just seems to be a general sort of thing. It just makes you more generally anxious.
And that's because it's not healthy, or what's the reasoning behind it? Why does the brain react in that way?
One of the things that junk food seems to do is it affects the part of the brain which is important for not only controlling the way that you think, but also controlling the way that you react to things as well. And so you become more, if you like, emotionally responsive to things.
So I find when I'm on a fast food binge, it's quite likely that I might go and, I don't know, have a Hungry Jack's, for example, which is fine if you have it in isolation, but you find not long afterward that you want to have something else that's not that healthy for you. How quickly does it take for it to actually activate your brain into thinking, I want more of this stuff?
Well, the stuff that we're looking at is not necessarily to do with what you're talking about. This is for cases where you have junk food every day for a long period of time.
Right, okay.
And that has a long-term effect on the way in which your brain makes decisions, your ability to remember things, and also how emotional you get.
So how long would you have to be on a high-fat, high-sugar diet in order for the brain to be controlled or controlling your body?
For people, we don't know, but I work with lab rats, and we show that when we give rats access to junk food, and here we give them meat pies, we give them lamingtons, we give them chicken nuggets and things like that, it takes about 4 weeks.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's right. But the nice thing is if we take them off the junk food, things recover within 4 weeks.
Really?
Well.
Okay, so just got to be aware of it. It's a fascinating area and one that I reckon people will check it out a bit more. Ian, thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
That's all right. Thanks for calling.
And if you do a human trial, I'm available. Dr. Ian Johnson there, the University of Sydney School of Psychology.
Tell you what, I'm...
Ice, lamingtons, no, you know what, sausage rolls.
I'm not that mad for fast food, like Hungry Jack's or McDonald's. But you know what I am addicted to, I reckon, and I've had to work hard to stay away from them, is what used to be known as the 30-cent cone, but I found...
Oh, I think McDonald's.
On the weekend is now the 60-cent cone.
Yeah.
I love those things, and I know they're bad for you and they're full of rubbish, and the girls love them as well. I suppose the good thing is they're not that big, and you feel like, how bad can one of those be?
Do you know how many calories?
Oh, a million,
probably. No. How many calories in a McDonald's one versus a Hungry Jack's one?
Why, has one got more than the other?
Yeah, a lot.
Which one's got more?
HJ's.
Got more?
Mm.
Well, I had a McDonald's one yesterday, so I don't feel so bad.
How many calories do you reckon?
I don't know.
In a cone?
100?
150.
In which, the Hungry Jack's?
No, in the McDonald's.
So how much has HJ's got?
220, I think.
Why so much more? What have they got? Full of more sugar.
Different fat.